Welcome to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, presented by Worth Wealth Management, a weekly conversation with area leaders about how to persevere during uncertain times. Now here's your host, Gary Shorman.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, and this program's about leadership. And in May, the Hayes High School Hall of Athletic Hall of Fame announced their 2023 class of inductees. Included in this year's class is a man we've enjoyed listening to for many years. His name is Bob Davis, and you know what? He's a Hall of Famer, and he is right here with us on the phone right now. Bob, welcome to our program.
Well, I could get overexposed, but I'm happy to be on.
It's fun to have you here. What did you think when they called you and said, hey, you're going to be in the Hayes High Athletic Hall of Fame? What did you think?
Well, I was very flattered because I had great association with Hayes High people over the years. You know, having the KYS job that I did, I got to do Hayes High things and, of course, TMP and lots of Fort Hayes, and then they allowed me to do some other things outside of that. But Hayes High will always have a special place for me, and it was good to see a lot of people there the other night.
I know you have many fond memories, but do you have any favorite games from Hayes High, favorite memories from Hayes High?
I don't know that I have any favorites. Those state tournaments were great, and some of the football games, and just games against TMP, obviously, and some of the other rivals, but I don't know that I could pick a favorite. But it was just a part of the thing, and it was right in the middle of the community, and so that was great. And the only regret I have, I never got to do a game in the old Hayes High gym, but I did make the switch to the junior high when they played there for several years, and then I did some games in the new high school when it opened. So I made the rounds a little bit.
One of the things I know had to happen back then is sponsorships. And I understand, and I didn't get a chance to be at the induction ceremony, but I hear you talked a little bit about sponsorships and how the first booster club got formed, because eventually broadcasters have to get paid for the broadcast. How did you make that happen in the early days?
Well, I wish I could take credit for it, but I really can't. I think Bob Schmidt and gets all the credit for that, and they came up with an idea to include a lot of people in the community and sponsorship at a reasonably nominal price so they could be part of it and feel like they were part of it, and it clicked, and I think it became a model for other stations around not only the state but the country, because it did work and it allowed us to do a lot of things and the things we might not have been able to do before with, say, just one or two sponsors.
I know when you sat at the Hall of Fame event, you were sitting with Joe Jeter, but there's so many people that have gone through Hayes High over the years that have gone on to do fun things. Did you run into some of those people at the Hall of Fame event?
Well, let's say Hayes High people that have gone. I don't know that there are any Hayes High people that were there, but we talked about them, so they might as well have been there. But, you know, it was just a happy group. And like I said the other day, I'm glad everybody had a name tag on, because that way you could look at the name tag. Oh, yeah, it's good to see you again. But it was great. It was just a great thing. And some of those coaches that I worked with, most of whom are gone now. But that was a great base for me. And, you know, Jim Maska and people like that. And Kirk was there. And some of his family. So there were some connections made the other night.
Were there any coaches' decisions as a broadcaster? You kind of set up there and do that. Are there any coaches' decisions you remember on the field that you say, boy, you know, as a broadcaster, I wouldn't do that sort of thing?
I don't remember that. I always kind of tried to keep the lines drawn. Let the coaches coach, and I'll do the broadcasting, and we'll see how we get along. I don't think we had any real problem in that area, because we had good coaches and good people and good intent, and it worked in the long run. I think of Tom Cross and people like that, and who were just professionals and did this one about it, and I learned a lot from them.
I understand you were hanging out at the radio station looking at windows. Did you recognize anything in there?
Which we couldn't get in. That's the thing I recognized. It was just like Fort Knox.
Your key didn't work?
I wish I'd have, I don't have a key. I used to have a key, but we tried to get in, couldn't make it. Did go on Gross Coliseum, and boy, what a neat place that is, with all those banners and everything. It's just remarkable. But KYS looked great, at least from the outside.
Well, next time we'll have to have you bring your key, because it still probably works on the door back there. So
you think it would?
It might.
I could just find it. Yeah.
Yeah. Keep looking. Well, hey, Bob, you had a book that came out. Last time you and I talked on this program, you had a book that you had written called The Dream is Real. How's that going?
Right. Going well. We've sold several thousand copies, believe it or not. And it's got a lot of funny stories in it. At least I think they're funny. I've had a lot of good comment from people. But, you know, it's just a compilation of things that came to our minds. Jeff Bolig, of course, did the whole work, and it was a great guy to get me started on that. And Jeff's a good friend, as you know, and he's the guy that really pushed that over the finish line. And he's just a he was with me the other night and for the dinner, and he's been the guy that has made all this happen, really.
I know there were some other broadcasters there as well. Do you still give them coaching tips?
No, and they don't ask for any, so there. You know, I think Wyatt Thompson is as good as anybody. Gerard Welbrock, I've told Gerard this many times, of all the guys that have done it, he might be the best Fort Hays announcer ever, and I just think he's done a terrific job, and it was great to, he was at our table the other night. It was great to hook up with him and rehash some story. I think he's just done a magnificent job.
You know, Bob Schmidt, founder of our company, early on was a sports broadcaster. Are you the one that took the sports broadcasting away from him, or how did that work?
I certainly didn't do that, but he was the first voice of the Tigers, I think. And he was followed by people like K-Million and guys like that who were really good, really professional, and went on to have terrific careers. But there is not a better broadcaster / businessman anywhere than Bob Schmidt was.
Well, I know you talk about that in the book and some of those things that went on, and your career has been amazing as well. And with what you've done, not only here to talk about things in our community, but going on to do other things, is there a sport you miss of all the sports? Because you've done them all.
I wouldn't say there's one sport I miss. I miss the whole thing. Pretty much, but I did that a long time and did a lot of miles and had a lot of great memories, and that's why I'm glad that Jeff talked me into getting together with this book and putting it together as best we can, so we've got a record of it. And I think Stephen has enjoyed it, and hopefully some other people have too. At last word, we've sold 2 or 3 copies, so it's on a roll.
Well, it is a fun book to read, and if you like anything about sports, it's a fun book to read. You mentioned Stephen, Bob. He's your son. He's still doing broadcasts. We're going to talk about him in a second. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more. Bob Davis is our guest here on Forward Ever, leading in challenging time.
Challenging times are when experience matters. We allow our clients to live with confidence, long-term trusted relationships. Worth Wealth Management, enhancing lives and strengthening families.
Welcome back to Forward Ever. Forward Ever is brought to you by Worth Wealth Management, and our guest is new Hays High Athletic Hall of Famer, Bob Davis. And Bob, you mentioned your son. He followed along in your footsteps doing play-by-play. What is he up to these days?
He does minor league baseball for the Arkansas Travelers in the Texas League, and he does KU women's basketball and various other gigs that he falls into. But he's versatile. He's done all the sports and loves it very much. And I think he's a natural. Now, I'm a little prejudiced there, but his verbiage and his sense of humor all blends together, and I'm really proud of him the way he sounds.
So did you teach him everything he knows?
No, I didn't teach him that much. You know, he has a mother who also figures in this equation. You know, he's got his brains from somewhere other than me.
He also has a wonderful family. Do you go and see or attend any of the games when he's nearby in the area?
Not really. I listen to him. I'd rather do that. Well, of course, he's not in the area too much, except doing the stuff he does at KU. But Linda and I listen to his minor league baseball broadcast pretty regularly and enjoy every second of it.
Well, I know, Bob, there's so many fun memories, and people talk about the games that you've done back here and some of the events that went on around the game. Maybe some of those memories are more fun than others. But I know there was a lot of excitement about having you inducted into the Hayes High Athletic Hall of Fame. So congratulations, and thank you so much for joining us today.
It was my pleasure, Gary. Great to talk to you.
Next time, I'll try to get you a key so you can go tour your old office over there at KYS.
That would be really nice. Is the men's room still there?
Just for you. We'll find one.
Oh, I thought that was my office. Okay, gotcha.
Bob Davis has been our guest here today on Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times. The program is brought to you by Worth Wealth Management. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Shorman.
Thanks for joining us for Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, presented by Worth Wealth Management. Join us right here next week for another episode with host Gary Shorman. Until then, remember to move forward ever, backward never.
It's now on our watch. America's been tested before, many times. We salute those that are on the front line, in our own backyard, and well beyond. And those that lead us to a better tomorrow. Our roots run deep, and so do our relationships. Let's move forward together. Live with confidence. Worth Wealth Management. There is a tomorrow that shines upon a better day. We'll move forward together.